Have you ever felt that your deepest dreams chose you rather than the other way around? This is the reality for Laszlo Strange, a war orphan raised by indifferent monks who escapes his harsh childhood through stories of a mysterious desert city. When 5-year-old Laszlo suddenly finds himself unable to speak the city's true name, only weep emerges from his lips, he becomes convinced that magic exists. Years later, after a fortunate twist of fate lands him a position at the Great Library of Zazma, Laszlo devotes himself to uncovering the secrets of the Forgotten City. His colleagues mockingly call him Strange the Dreamer for his obsession with fairy tales and myths, never seeing the profound purpose driving him. The dream chooses the dreamer, he reminds himself, while examining ancient texts for traces of weep. When warriors from the Forgotten City arrive, seeking scholars for a mysterious mission, Laszlo's impossible dream suddenly becomes reality. Though lacking qualifications, he offers his knowledge of stories and, to everyone's surprise, is accepted into the expedition. With nothing but the clothes on his back, Laszlo mounts a spectral stag and leaves his gray life behind for the adventure that has always called to him. 6 months of desert travel transforms Laszlo from pal librarian to weathered adventurer. Reaching Weep, he discovers the city lies beneath an unnatural shadow, a massive blue metal serif hovering overhead, which Aerophane identifies as the Citadel of the Misarthum. The Citadel appeared 200 years ago during an otherworldly storm. Citizens initially celebrated, believing it fulfilled ancient prophecies. Instead, the Misarthum, 6 godlike beings with extraordinary magical abilities, turned welcome into centuries of enslavement. Though Aerophane defeated these gods 15 years ago, their empty citadel remains suspended overhead, a constant reminder of past horrors. Their mission now? Remove this massive structure and give the city back its sky. As the caravan enters the valley, Laszlo absorbs his first view of Weep, a sprawling city of golden stone between forest and river, beautiful but subdued, its people moving with the quiet wariness of trauma survivors. The citadel above Weep houses 5 blue-skinned youths, children of the godlike beings who once ruled the city, surviving in secret for 15 years. 17-year-old Sarai can send moth-like fragments of her consciousness into the dreams of sleeping humans below. For years, she inflicted nightmares at Minya's command, the eldest who remains frozen as a 6-year-old. The 5, Sarai, Ruby, Sparrow, Feral, and Minya, live among Sparrow's orchids and Minya's controlled ghosts. Their blue skin, which Sarai describes as blue as 5 murders waiting to happen, reflects their hopelessness. When strangers arrive in Weep, Sarai investigates through her moths and discovers a young man with a broken nose staying with Aerophane. His dreams contain a vibrant, magical version of Weep with sunlight and fantastical creatures. When she approaches him, something unprecedented happens. He sees her. Their eyes meet, he whispers, "Who are you?" This connection begins a relationship that will transform everything. As the delegation tests methods to move the citadel, Laszlo connects with the blue girl, Sarai, in his dreams. Their dreamscape encounters grow increasingly real. Laszlo creates magical environments, vibrant markets with butterflies, villages where mist transforms people into gods or monsters. They're drawn to each other's imagination, kindness, and underlying sadness. When Laszlo suggests Sarai could remain in his dreams rather than face her nightmares, she agrees despite her fears. Their bond strengthens with each meeting. When nightmares of Scathis, the cruel god who tormented Weep, intrude, Laszlo helps transform these terrors into fireflies. Their relationship deepens from curiosity to profound affection. Yet when Laszlo suggests bringing Sarai to Weep, she reveals the brutal truth. The people would kill her instantly. Aerophane earned his title by killing all godspawn children. Despite this revelation, they find in each other's dreams the acceptance they've never experienced in the waking world. While Laszlo and Sarai build their dream sanctuary, tensions escalate in the citadel. Minya's hatred for Weep's humans, especially Aerophane, runs deep. 15 years ago, she saved the others as babies during the slaughter of Godspawn children. Her gift, binding ghosts to her will, has grown disturbing as she reveals her secretly amassed ghost army. When confronted, Minya remains defiant. "Let the Godslayer come, and all his new friends, too. I'll teach them the meaning of carnage." She accuses Sarai of weakness, suggesting she could have killed Aerophane with moths while he slept, and cruelly hisses that she should have saved a different baby. Sarai grows uncomfortable as the Muse of Nightmares, no longer wanting to torment Weep's people. She senses Feral, Ruby, and Sparrow have also softened toward humans. Only Minya, who remembers the carnage, maintains her hatred. When Minya discovers Sarai's connection with Laszlo, she sabotages her sleeping potion. Seeking refuge in Laszlo's dream, Sarai warns, "If they come, everyone will die." Too late to prevent the coming confrontation. As the silk sleigh nears the Citadel, it escapes Minya's ghost attack, revealing to Aerophane that the Citadel isn't abandoned. Meanwhile, Thion discovers his universal solvent affects the Citadel's Mesarthium only when made with Laszlo's blood. Confronted with this, Laszlo ponders his mysterious past, his gray-as-rain infancy, and the gray discoloration where he touched Mesarthium. Was it more than just illness? Disaster strikes when bombs damage the bedrock beneath one of the Citadel's anchors. With a terrible roar, the anchor begins sinking, detaching the Citadel from the sky. Inside, Ruby, Sparrow, and Sarai float weightlessly, grasping for anything solid. Sarai loses her grip and falls toward Weep below. As the Citadel tilts precariously, Laszlo races to the sinking anchor. Touching the Mesarthium, he perceives its energy patterns and restores balance. When the crisis ends, Laszlo's hands have turned vivid blue, revealing to the shocked crowd that their beloved outsider is Godspawn. Laszlo faces Weep's shocked citizens, who struggle with his blue skin despite his heroism. Elated by his powers, he realizes, "I can move the Citadel." Then devastating news arrives. A blue girl has fallen to her death. Laszlo flies to find Sarai impaled on a garden gate. Sarai hovers above her corpse as a ghost, her moths fluttering helplessly. The terrible truth sinks in. She is dead, and soon her soul will disperse with all her memories and love. At the Citadel, Laszlo confronts Minya, identifying himself only as Sarai's. When Minya commands her ghosts to attack, he creates a Mesarthium barrier. Minya agrees to save Sarai, and Laszlo tenderly lays her body among flowers, kissing her farewell. Sarai appears whole again and embraces Minya before rushing to Laszlo. Their reunion ends when Sarai whispers with Minya's voice, "We're going to play a game. You do everything I say, or I'll let her soul go." Laszlo accepts while knowing this story isn't over. In a world where dreams bridge impossible distances and love transcends death, perhaps hope remains. The dream chooses the dreamer, not the other way around.